Shalom, brethren. We thank the Lord once again to our fellowship in this our daily devotion. I want to greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Brother James Veremu, Chitungwiza, Zimbabwe. We just want to turn to our Bibles for the reading of the scripture. We want to read from the book of Ephesians chapter 5. We'll read from verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For this fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. We just want to maybe conclude our thought on light in this our daily devotion, and also being this the last day, I would like to thank you all for all the words of encouragement and that you took time to listen to this simple presentation that I have done in this week. Also, I would like to apologize for not posting on Monday because I yet to do something very early in the morning to take my wife actually to hospital, and then it just slipped my mind that I had to come to the platform first. So may God bless you as we come to the conclusion of our daily devotion presentation. Here we read that we were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. As we have been seeing, that we are the manifestation of the reality of God, as it was in the beginning when God spoke and said, let there be light, and then creation followed. Paul also put it that as God spoke light out of darkness, he spoken into our hearts. When he spoke into our hearts, here in the book of Ephesians, he says, because we were once darkness. There was a life that we were living. There are things that we were doing because of the nature of our birth. How did we become darkness? It was because we were by nature married to the prevailing situation, which was in the cosmos world. As it is stated in chapter 2 of the same book of Ephesians. In verse 2 it says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So, in time past we walked according to the course of this world, as it was displayed by the children of disobedience. Why are they called children of disobedience? Because their very birth, which gives them their nature, which gives them their DNA, is against the word of God, and was perpetrated by the influence and the power and the inspiration of the prince of the air. And verse 3 says, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So, because of our association, because of our being born by nature, which is not submissive to the law of God. Like the scripture says that flesh cannot submit itself to the law, to the law of God. Carnality cannot accept or cannot be subjective to the word of God. So by nature then, we were born and we were part of the children of disobedience who are darkness. So we were darkness. We did not only walk in darkness, but we were actually darkness. Our minds, like Paul says, the Gentiles, as Gentiles, we were without God. We were alienated from the promises and the covenants with Israel. We were outside God, and we lived and we walked according to the course of this world. But now, something happened. We are now not only walking in the light, according to the book of Thessalonians, in chapter 5, verse 5 says, "Ye are all children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." So you see, now through the new birth, we were not only shown things of the light, we were not only taught things of the light, but we are now that light. We have been born, we have been changed, we have been brought by the very essence of God being the light. So our new birth brings us not only into the light, but brings us into the state of being that light. Verse 6 then says, "Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." Who are these others? These are the children of darkness. These are the children of night. So they only do that which is for and by darkness of night. But for us, it says, for them it says, verse 7, "For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of our of salvation. For God hath not appointed us as to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." So let us put on the things that are attained, or the things that are of the light. Because here it says we should put off the things that are of night. Let's not sleep. Let's not slumber. Let's not be drunken. For all those things are done in the night. But we are of the day. We put on soberness. We put on the breastplate of faith and love, and the helmet of salvation. Why do we do this? Because God appointed us not to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's a way that now we have been brought to, that we may walk according to the purpose of God. He is the light. And now we are born not of darkness, but of light. So because of that, we walk in the same. So how do we walk? As the scripture says here, you know, it just says we are walking. Now, if you see a group of people walking on a road, you know, it doesn't mean they are all going to the same destiny. Yes, they are on the road. It may be the right road. But as Isaiah says, there is going to be a highway and a way. So a way is a beaten path. A way, you know, is a source of ability to achieve something. There's a way that we do when we cook food. There's a way, you know, you don't just say, I'm cooking food. You put a plate, or you put a pan on a stove that is not burning. You don't put on the gas, you don't put on the light. You just say, now I put food in that because I'm putting it on a stove, it's going to cook. It cannot cook. There's a way that must be done. There must be fire there, or even an electric stove. There must be power, and the stove must be on. So how do we walk? We don't just walk, you know. You know, you can be in the center of New York, that great city of the United States, with a lot of people surrounding you, with a lot of activity going around, but you can be lonely. You are there among the people, but you are not associating with them. You are not chatting with them. You are not walking with them. Yes, you may be walking or, you know, with them, but you are not in the same thing that they are doing. You can spend a year, you can spend the whole day a lonely person among a multitude of people. So when we walk, as the Bible says, how do we walk in the light? It says in the first book of John, chapter 1, it says here in verse 5, this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So the message that brought us into being with God, the message that caused our birth, is that God is light. It is by our birth which we received the message, as it was in those people who were in Capernaum, that when Jesus came, a great light shined, and the people that were in darkness and the shadow of death saw a great light. And then the message came, repent. So the illumination brought the message of repentance, and people then came to Christ. So this is the message which was in the beginning that we received. And that message is coming from God, who is light. Now, because he is light, verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now look here, God has brought us by the light into the light, which he is the light. Now let us walk in that light. When we walk in that light, we have fellowship one with another. When we have fellowship one with another, like the Bible says, God put in the church the fivefold ministry. God is cleansing his church by the water of the word. And here it says, it is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. that cleanses us. How are we cleansed? It is by our fellowship in the light, by the light, for the light, while we also are the light. Because in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, we were once in darkness. But when we come to the light, our sins then will be cleansed and then we will be light. Because everything that comes into light manifests light. So we are now here manifesting the light as we are walking. Let us walk in the light. We walk in fellowship with one another. We are not against one another. We are for one another. Now, as we walk together, how do we walk? In agreement with the Word of God. We walk together in agreement with one another until we come to the spot where it says we shall see eye to eye. We cannot be deviated, because as long as we are fellowshipping, when the devil tries to put in a wrong doctrine, because we are fellowshipping with one another, God uses us as the light to shine and show that this is something from darkness and we won't have any fellowship with it. We give one another encouragement. We give one another strength, because we are fellowshipping together as we are walking in the light. Now, if you walk in the light, it is not only for your own purpose, but it is for me also. You're walking in the light will cause you to pray for me, will cause you to teach me, will cause you to show me anything that is a nugget in the Word of God. And as we fellowship one with another, even in our local church, we also fellowship with one another from even others who are abroad, until we come to be one family. We see things in the light of the Word by our fellowshipping. That's why.